Your mind will be wiped after the sound of the snap. Hello, everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and today we're going to talk about mind control, specifically gaslighting mind control therapy. Whoa, Nelly! Go to EnchantrixTees.com right now. Gaslighting in general is a really crappy thing that manipulative assholey people do, and it's not okay. However, as a kink, gaslighting mind control therapy is a fun mindfuck, if mindfucking is your kink. It's definitely in my top 10 sadistic femdom things that I like to do to submissive men. Just to give you some perspective, imagine a night at Mistress Brighton's Pavilion. Go on, close your eyes. Let me paint a picture of what femdom with me would look like. Sploshing, strap-ons, ceiling fan bondage rigs, prancing sissies getting girly, and yours truly driving a sub so far out of their head with mind control conversion therapy that no doctor on earth would be able to rehabilitate them. That is what control looks like to me. It's risky. And if this is your kink, you better be of sound mind and body before you enter my dungeon. Quick disclaimer, this is all fantasy. This is all fiction. If you're going to embark in some type of kink that's a little risky, I want you to check your mental health first. I will always tell you to check your mental health first before you embark on anything that might be harmful to you. And if it's harmful to you, stay the fuck away from it. So that's my little disclaimer. Now, if you'd like to continue, we're going to continue with my take on gaslighting mind control. There are some really warped, fucked up people in the world that enjoy teasing perfectly good brain cells and sending them straight to hell. And that is how they de-stress. And let me tell you, hell's a fun place. I vacation there every winter. One day you should join me. Oh, right. We're talking about mind control and gaslighting. If you're unaware of what gaslighting is, it's basically refuting everything a person says to the point where they start doubting what's real and eventually their mind breaks. As I stated above, it is not okay to do that to someone ever. The gaslighting kink has a lot to do with those that are into really dark, twisted fantasies of mind control and erotic meditation. Skrrr? That's supposed to be a record scratch and it doesn't sound like one. But wait a minute, Brighton. There's a gaslighting kink? Yes, you silly goose. There's a fetish for everything. Duh. But Brighton, I don't think that's something I'm interested in. Psst, let me tell you a little secret. If you're still reading this, you just told a lie. You're lying. You are totally into this because you're still reading it. So let me just give you an idea here. The type of erotic meditation and mind control that I enjoy entails convincing someone to do something by making them believe they wanted to do it all along. Think sissy bimbofication, for instance. Most manly men will tell you they wouldn't dream of turning in their man card until you remind them of that one time in band camp when they confess that they secretly wondered what it would be like to be feminized. You want this. You just don't know it yet. So guys, listen. I keep warning you that I'm not a nice mistress. I have told you repeatedly that I'm a sadist, yet you're still reading. I think someone has a deep, dark kink that makes their anus pucker. And you are in deep denial. What do you think that conflict is going to take form as in your mind? I want you to think of gaslighting mind control as a form of a mental virus. that lies dormant creeps up your spine and slowly, sweetly contaminates each and every cell of your brain, leaking into your mind like a toxic black fluid that oozes into your skull. By the time you're aware of your psychological breach, you're already my fuck puppet. So here's the thing, guys. Halloween is every day of the year for me. Churches don't invite me to their picnics because I keep inviting Dionysus and his rock band to the party. Think Mary the Maenad from the vampire show True Blood. That's me! If you read this in its entirety and you're still here, you should probably run away now. For the rest of you that have continued reading, I knew you wouldn't fail me, and I'm happy that you've agreed to hand over your precious mind to me and subjugated yourself to my will. You have my permission to stop thinking now. I know it hurts your brain doing all that thinking. After all, thinking is for smart people who have control. You gave up control when you signed the contract that I emailed you. Oh, you forgot. I knew you would. But I did tell you about it. And I told you that you wouldn't be able to properly read this blog post unless you signed the document and sent it back to me, which you did. And thank you for that. I've received your contract. By the way, I may or may not have mentioned that once you signed, you would not remember signing over your soul after hitting send. So welcome to the dark side, fuck puppet. Your risky little endeavor has already begun. And now it's time to call me for gaslighting mind control therapy. You know the number, but you love the affirmation. 1-800-601-6975. Say the number out loud and memorize it. Now, pick up your phone and dial it and ask for Brighton. See how easy that was? I hope you've enjoyed this audio and thank you for being my slave. Bye-bye.